whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Shot, 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 shots. All right, it's the Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, and that means PFT commenter joins the program. PFT, wild card weekend. Your boys are the headliner. Sunday night football. How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling great. It's been a whirlwind, like a roller coaster of a week. On Monday, I was a little bit nervous. On Tuesday, I was confident. Wednesday, I was nervous again. Now I'm back feeling great. Like, I want to fast forward to Sunday. And then if you ask me again on Sunday morning, I'll be the most nervous person in America.
What's your shot of choice?
I'll be shaking uncontrollably. But I feel good. I know that when I sat down before last weekend and I put together the ideal way that week 18 was going to go and how it would shake out for the schedule, mm-hmm. everything worked out the way that I hoped that it would. So I feel good. I think that, you know, in a weird way, I was talking to Dan Orlovsky about this on today's Part of My Take, but I think it's kind of a good matchup for both teams in a weird way. If you ask the Bucks who they would like to play, I think they probably would have said us. So I think there's going to be a lot of points, and I'm confident. I'm feeling good that we can get our first playoff win since we beat the Bucks back in 2006.
I was asking you, what's your shot of choice? Because you just need to take a couple of those and relax yourself, bro.
I know. I need to chill out a little bit. But, yeah. I mean, no. You know what, Beamish? I don't need to chill out. I want to feel every single feeling of playoff football and everything that goes along with it, because this is something that we've been craving for a long time. And so bring it on. I'm enjoying it.
All right.
I like that. I think, listen, we were talking about this in the press room yesterday. They were in the playoffs 4 years ago. That was the most fool's gold cryptocurrency playoff run ever. They were 7-9 and won the division, but they were there 4 years ago. What I find most enjoyable about this, PFT, and I'm curious if you feel the same. I read this headline to B. Mitch this morning, and he made one very accurate edit. This is from Florio this morning, and he said, "The perpetually pathetic Commanders are suddenly contenders." And B. Mitch said, what that should read is, "the once perpetually pathetic Commanders." It feels like this, to me, slams the door on the past, and it's a bold new future.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I don't think that you can call us the perpetually pathetic Commanders anymore. I think that with ownership change and everything that goes along with it, and a front office that seems like it's doing all the right things and it's relatively stable, and I'm sure that, you know, Adam Peters, he's probably made a couple moves that he kind of wishes that he had done one or two things like slightly differently. But overall, I mean, this has been a great turnaround. It seems like we got a good foundation and ready to move forward and be a competitive team for the foreseeable future. So, yeah, I mean, you talk about that 2020 season. What were we, like 6-9 going into Sunday Night Football and then going into Philly, and Doug Peterson just lets us win that game for some reason. I don't understand why.
Dude, if you remember, they started Jalen Hurts, and then they benched him at halftime to go to Nate Sudfeld.
Sudfeld.
That was tanking at a high caliber.
Oh yeah,
they tanked so badly that their coach got fired, which is kind of unheard of. But you would think that they would have had a conversation between coach and owner about what's going on there. But yeah, we backed in the playoffs that year. That was like, you knew that was we're on borrowed time when mm-hmm. we got into those playoffs, and Taylor Heinicke almost pulled a rabbit out of his hat. But yeah, you're right. This is it's a new era. And I'm excited to step into it. And, hey, let's go win a playoff game. This is what we're here for. Let's go win a playoff game. And if we can do that this year, then I really think that, you know, sky's the limit going into next year. Then now we're talking about an exciting offseason, and not just one of these exciting off seasons where they give you something flashy to make you somewhat interested about next year. You know, no longer like the offseason champs type offseason,
mm-hmm.
but actually an offseason that can lead to you being champs.
What is, if anything, what troubles you about this game?
All right, so Bucky Irving troubles me a lot. Stephen Che troubles me a lot, our Bucks fan here at Barstool Sports, because he's so perpetually positive, and he's just like an annoying, nice guy. I do love Stephen Che, but having him root in my face for the Buccaneers, that's going to be tough. Fortunately, I believe we're bringing Barstool Nate to Chicago to sit next to Stephen Che to maybe combat some of that.
Well, let those two get together then.
Yeah,
if there's anybody that could drive Stephen Che crazy, it's Nate.
It might be Nate.
I'm letting Nate Dogg off the leash. We're going to have a pit bull on our hands on Sunday night for our live stream. But it's the run game. It's Bucky Irving to a lesser extent. I think Rashad White, although he's a good player, but Bucky is really the one that concerns me. The running game's very strong. Our rush defense has not looked good, especially you think about times that we've gone up against good running backs, and it hasn't looked great for us. So I think they're. Running game is a weakness that we're going to have to deal with going into this weekend. But I also think that Todd Bowles, he's kind of in a tricky situation because Todd Bowles loves to blitz. He loves to send the house. He likes to make quarterbacks nervous. And he did that pretty effectively at times against Jaden in week one. Mm-hmm. But this is a different Jaden. Jaden was a little less confident week one. There were some times when he hesitated for an extra half second, ended up getting sacked, ended up getting hit. Wasn't confident enough to take off when he needed to. And if you look how the season's progressed, he's obviously become more confident with that. And Todd Bowles' defense has given up a lot of scramble yards to quarterbacks as the season's gone on. So I think I love Jaden to run with the football a lot. I like Eckler in this game too, getting him out in space a little bit. I think it's going to be a very, very different game than what we saw week one. And I think we talked about this after week one. We said if our defense can just become like medium, if we can get to like the middle of the pack, then this could be a very fun team. Dan Quinn's done that. He's done that. I think we're like 18th in it was either like total yards or total points, whatever it was. We're like medium bad right now. If we can become medium bad plus on defense, then I think that we've got a great chance to win this game. But I think it will be a lot of points.
It's fascinating. We got a little bit, I don't want to overdo it, not to call it breaking news, but Marshawn Lattimore has been a full participant every day at practice this week. He is not at practice today because of a non-injury related rest day, according to the team. Dan Quinn has been optimistic about it all week. I don't want to alarm anybody, but he's not there today. They're in the bubble right now. I think you're so right. What's that?
I'm okay with that, by the way. I'm fine with Lattimore having a non-injury rest day. I hope, you know what I hope Dan Quinn's doing? I hope he's got him, like, strapped to a chair and just playing highlights of Mike Evans and Marshawn Lattimore fights throughout the year. Like Clockwork Orange. Just sit in his chair, watch this, and get really, really angry going into the weekend. Because he's held Mike Evans to, I think, 47 yards each time. Like, an average of 47 yards.
It's been remarkable, yeah.
Three catches. So He's not like it's not 24-year-old Marshawn Lattimore, but I think that when it comes to a matchup against Mike Evans, this is why you go out and get a guy like that.
Oh, he gets up for that.
PFT, I'm curious. We're talking with our friend PFT Commenter. You can follow him at PFT Commenter on any social media platform. Make sure you follow and listen and subscribe to the Pardon My Take podcast. I am a AWL, and I know there are millions of us out there. PFT, I'm curious, man. You can look at Washington's season, 12 wins, I mean, most they've had since 91 when Bemidji had a mustache. and, like, especially the last month, they went 4-0 since the bye, right? Like, they won all their games. Remember, going into the bye, they're 8-5, and everybody's like, if they go 2-2, they're in the playoffs. They won them all. But they also all came down to the absolute last second. How do you build off that momentum when everything comes down to the wire?
Yeah, you kind of have one of these feelings that we're never out of any game, no matter what happens. And the fact that we're 4-0 after the bye, it doesn't, to me, I don't know about you guys, but it doesn't feel like 4-0. Like, it's a very strange feeling, 4-0, because of how these games have ended. But you've got that experience at the end of the game. It's like, you know that this team has ice water in their veins a little bit, where when the pressure gets high, they're not going to crumble. They're gonna go out there and give themselves a chance to win, and that's a really good feeling to have. And I would love to not fall behind in this game. Yeah. I would love for it not to be 20-7 at halftime, you know, and have to battle back out of that hole. So I think it's going to be important to get started and put up some points in the first half. because in the playoffs, it, you know, the pressure gets a little higher. Although it is, you know, it's a primetime game. That's something that would scare me in the past. But the Bucks are 0-4 in primetime this year. And with their fan base, I mean, they're having dinner at 5 p.m. and they're, you know, tucked into bed by 9, getting ready for early bird breakfast the next day. It's going to be that's going to be a late night, late primetime night for Bucks fans. So I like our chances in that, knowing what we have in the DNA of our team. But I do like Baker Mayfield a lot. That's going to be tough going up against him because that guy is a competitor. He is like he does a lot of the same stuff that Jaden does really well, except he's way more emotional about it, and he will let you know about it. And that kind of worries me a little bit because I love watching him play. But again, we got a team that just doesn't quit in the fourth quarter. So I'm excited. I'm as optimistic as I could be about any matchup that we'd have in these playoff games. And you know what I'm doing? I'm buying NFC Championship tickets for Raul John Maryland for the
Fed. Now you're talking.
And then I'm going to root like hell for the Green Bay Packers to beat the Eagles because I don't want to play the look ahead game. But if we did beat the Bucks and we have to go to Detroit, I don't know if anybody in the D.C. area is going to be feeling nearly as confident as we feel right now. But we got a chip. We got a chair. That's all you need in the playoffs.
All I need is one mic, man. Uh-huh. Yeah, totally. Listen to this. Zach Kruger, who's a friend of the program, just tweeted this out. Commanders passing stats with less than 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Okay? First in QBR, 131.7. Less than two to go in the fourth quarter. First in passing touchdowns. Six passing touchdowns with less than 2 minutes to go just in the fourth quarter. Zero turnover-worthy plays under 2 minutes in the fourth quarter. First in PFF grade, first in QBR, first in adjusted completion percentage. I mean, that is staggering.
Yeah.
Clutch.
That's being clutch
ball.
In the most stressful time.
Yeah.
Those are great stats. And I would like to see as much up-tempo stuff from Cliff as possible. I want to get in rhythm out there. I know that there's a difference between the defenses that you see with less than 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter and a defense that you would see, you know, with 10 minutes left in the second quarter. But nonetheless, I want to see up-tempo stuff from this offense. Get on the ball, run plays as quickly as possible. Try to apply the pressure to the defense instead of letting them apply the pressure to you.
Yeah. Totally. I think Commanders fans have a pretty fair assessment of this thing that I don't know if you guys agree, and B, maybe you start on this. Tampa's probably a little bit better, but Washington's got Jaden, and that just feels like this tremendous equalizer or perhaps more than an equalizer.
But you know, I think the thing about it, though, James, the best team don't win every week. They might be better as far as, you know, personnel and things like that, but will they play better that day? I think that's what it comes down to. And I believe we cannot hurt ourselves penalty-wise. If we clean up the penalties, we definitely have a hell of a chance.
I would agree, especially in the red zone. That's been the most frustrating thing at times about this team, is we put together decent drives, and then sometimes we get to the red zone, and that's when the illegal shift penalties come in. That's when the men downfield come in. And next thing you know, you're backed up, and it's, you know, first and goal from the 17-yard line. Yeah. So I'd like to clean those up a little bit. But, yeah, I agree, B. Mitch. You know, we might not be the better team if you look on paper. But, I mean, on paper, Micah Parsons said they should win the Super Bowl this year, even though they're not in the playoffs. So you can't play that game. At some point, the team that's able to have that ice water in their veins and stay focused in the fourth quarter when everything's on the line, that's the team that's going to win. And the score says you're the better team, and that's what it's been telling us recently. So if it comes down to that, and I would not be shocked if this game, if we see this Sunday night game as an overtime game, if we see this game coming down to the fourth quarter and it's, you know, 33-26, I wouldn't be shocked about any of that. So I'm just gearing myself up. Rest up. Everybody out there, get your rest on Saturday. Early to bed and save some of that energy for the night game.
We were told in 1991 that our team did not have the best, were not the best personnel-wise. 17-2 that year.
I mean, that team was loaded. Whoever said that was an idiot.
You look at all the other teams, though, all the other teams supposedly were better. Huh?
I was just asking PFT if he's worried about rest versus rust. If he takes Saturday off, are you going to be in game shape by Sunday night, dude?
Well, I say rest, but I am going to watch the annual Houston Texans 3:30 Central Time kickoff for Wild Card Weekend. I'm going to watch a lot of football. I don't know. That's what I'm saying right now. I'm giving a pump up speech in the locker room. I don't know if I'm going to be able to go out there and practice what I preach because we got Ravens Steelers on Saturday night. And
that's a big
one. I don't know if you heard, but these two teams don't like each other very much.
I have heard that. Dude, did you watch last night? What did you think of that game?
Yeah, last night, the college game, it was a very, very, very fun game. The first half, I thought Penn State was just going to run the football. And I didn't know if Notre Dame had an answer to that. But then you saw, whatever happened at halftime, Notre Dame came out in the second half, and they looked like they had a little bit more juice.
Mm-hmm.
And credit to Marcus Freeman. He did a great job coaching. As much as I would like to say that this is on James Franklin, and this is another he can't win the big one, I don't think this is on James Franklin at all. This is on their quarterback had a terrible night last night. So I've been saying since the start of these playoffs, imagine if we got Notre Dame Ohio State in the championship game and you get Ryan Day against Lou Holtz once again and we reignite that bitter old rivalry. That would be a great storyline. And the thing about Ohio State is they look great when they're not playing against Michigan, when Ryan Day isn't out there trying to prove a point with his play calling and his game plan of,
right,
hey, we're not a soft team, we're not a finesse team, we're a power team. That's when Ohio State looks bad, when they don't play their style of football. And somebody last night pointed this out to me on Twitter. They said Lou Holtz might be the only person that can bring that type of bird brain out of Ryan Day to make him adjust his game plan. And the way that Notre Dame is able to run the ball sometimes and play just power football, maybe Ryan Day falls back into that trap. And again, I'm overlooking Texas right now because Texas, they're a good team. But what we've seen in these playoffs so far, Ohio State, they're deservedly so a big favorite going into tonight. So I'm assuming that Ohio State wins, which for everybody out there listening, that probably means that you should bet on Texas.
All right, let's get an official Skins Bucks prediction, and then if you got any other maybe upsets this weekend.
Okay, Skins Bucks. I think. I'm going to say 35-32, Commanders. We win in overtime. We're down 25-32 going into the fourth quarter, and we have a drive that starts on our 30. Eckler takes a swing pass, gets out of bounds for about a 12-yard gain. Then we hit Zacchaeus across the middle, call a timeout, pass to Ertz, gets down to the 10-yard line, and then Terry McLaurin on a fade to get us into overtime. That's how I think it happens. What if I just predicted that entire final drive right now?
We'll have the audio, dude.
Yeah, and then any upset? I actually don't think that the Steelers are out of it. The Steelers look like a bad team. Like, they are a bad team right now. They've lost, was it four in a row? All the vibes are down, especially for their offense. The Ravens look unstoppable. I don't think the Steelers should be counted out because this, in a weird way, this is the best matchup that the Steelers could have gotten just because of what they've been able to do against the Ravens in the past. And they do, this rivalry has weird stuff happen all the time in it. So even though everything, I don't think the Steelers are good. I think the Ravens are awesome. But weirdly, I think that the Steelers will be competitive in there. But I'm not calling that as an upset. I am going to say that I got the Chargers. I think I got the Ravens. I got the Buffalo Bills, Eagles, Commanders, and I got the Vikings.
All right. I like it, man. It's and that Vikings game now in Arizona. PFT, enjoy Super Wild Card Weekend. We got another college football game tonight. What an epic run of football we get.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for making time for us, dude. Let's hope next week I'm asking you for another Skins prediction.
There we go. Left hand up, guys.
Left hand all the way up. Thank you, PFT.
See you.
Bye, bro.
PFT commenter, man. If you don't listen to the Part of My Take podcast, you're missing out. He is a serious, tried and true Herndon High School Burgundy and Gold fan. High noon. We're going to open these phone lines up. We got the governor joining us at 12:45. Rondé Barber, Hall of Famer, knows the Bucks inside and out, joins us at 1 o'clock. You might hear from Dan Quinn at some point. We got a lot going on out here. It is the final show before Bucks, Commanders, Sunday Night Football, Wild Card Weekend. Nobody go anywhere.